We've got Trent Busserton on the line. A Bay filly bred quite well in Kiviki.
I think she'll be very hard to beat. It looks a nice race for her to take that progressive step.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Try as they might, Kiviki might be a fair animal. That's two in a row and it's to beat them with conviction here.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We're at Geelong today trying to find you a winner. We need a winner. Whitey, it's over to you, I think, to find out the surface we're playing on and then to get us a winner today. It's on you. I'm putting it on you.
No, it has been. We've had a lot of controversy and I think we've really got to straighten things up here. And
we had a winner last week, $2.30.
Yeah, but we've had a lot of issues with yellow cards and it's a problem. Anyway, James Dalton is the track manager at Geelong for us today. James, good morning.
Righty, half, how are you going?
We're going well. Now, I've got to ask, because there was a fair few very heavy rain downpours around your area on Sunday night. How much did Geelong get?
We missed out completely.
Really?
On Sunday night, yeah. We have had a bit of a skiff come through this morning with half a mil in it. So we've recorded just 1.6 millimetres in the last 7 days. So the dry period continues, unfortunately.
So how did you prepare for that going in, thinking, because I mean, I was looking on the radar and there was some very dark red, almost brown type stuff coming in your area. Like, did you think it might have hit?
We thought we possibly could get some, and I was quite happy too, to be honest. It's just been such a dry period, 11 millimetres of rain this year, calendar year.
Really?
So we had a calm night Saturday night, which I put out 5 millimetres of irrigation, and it's just really blown up incredibly. We've had sort of 80-kilometre winds, and it's really sucked a lot of juice out of the profile. But we managed to put on another 5 millimetres last night to tip it back into the good fall range for today.
Yep.
And we put on 18 millimetres for the week. So good fall surface with a penetrometer at 5.22 and the rails out to the 5 metre position.
All right, fantastic, James. Thanks for that. And that is actually quite scary. We got a reading of 21. I think it was 21 mils for the year in Kyneton, but 11 at Geelong. That's crazy.
That's not much. Not much. Good on you, James. We appreciate your time.
Boys, sorry about that. Thank you.
All good. James Dalton there from Geelong. That's where we're racing today.
11 mils, Daniel.
It's not a lot, Adam.
That's half an inch. In the old.
In the old. I do love in the old. Andrew Noblet, he just wants in the now. He wants winners in the now. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
We're going very well. Thank you. You've got four going around today at Geelong. We've got race two, number 13, at Hamslet, out of barrier six. Steve Stackhouse in the saddle. Third up today. Rock Hard Fit. Not far away last time out. What are we thinking?
I think she's taken a good improvement out of her last run. She probably just needed it the other night. I thought her form's been quite good. She's going to get it out again today.
Right, good chance again today for Hamslet, race two, number 13. Then you got race three, number 9, Miss Tuneful, who's a first up today. Grey mare, Delacani Grey. Of course, Delacani won the arc. So what are we expecting in terms of distance range for this mare, this filly?
Yes, sorry, boys. She's touched someone, so she's outside draw, so work for another day.
Right, we'll scratch Miss Tuneful. Tell the Truth is race five, number 2, second up today, a good second up record, fifth on resumption at Pakenham. You confident?
Yeah, I'm confident. He's took a nice run. His small field, I think, is about 3 out to about 7 or 8 runners. Beautiful bit of pace. He's probably just behind the pace, and if he gets a bit of luck in running, he'll be out.
Right, that's good. And Super Hussy's your last one. Race 8, number 11. A very honest campaigner for you. Fourth last time out of Ballarat over the 1,200, up to the 1,321 today. Does that help?
I think she's one of those that needs, like, a strong tempo on the 1,200, or, you know, she's going to be close in a third. Last time out, she's sort of a very slow run race and a sort of sit and sprint job, which didn't really suit her. So, she's always thereabouts. So, as you said, she's honest, just struggled to win them. So she'll be thereabouts again. I think she'll get a nice run. And as I said, she's going to be sort of in the mix again.
So you get my dollar to spend, Andrew. What are you doing with that today?
I thought in a tougher race, I think Amber's got a good upside. And I'll tell the truth, we're looking up. He's a good record. So he's one of them.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. You just sort of broke up there when you said, "Give us your best." What was it again? Sorry?
I think Hampton will tell them the truth. I said I've all got a good chance throughout the day, but I think those are in good order.
Right, okay, there you go. Race 2, number 13, Hamslet's a good chance at $5. We might just take that, I reckon, for the dollar today. Good luck. Appreciate your time.
No worries, thank you.
Andrew Noblett with four today, Whitey.
And subtitles there.
We got through there. Hamslet, race two, number 13 is our investment. $5, fixedmarkettab.com.au.
All right, Robbie Griffiths has a few in for us today as well. He needs a winner for us. Robbie, good morning.
Morning, Whitey.
Now, we really need a winner, Robbie. last time you did, when we were sort of under real pressure, you came through with the goods. So we've come
does.
To you today.
He always
we, does. We need a good start to the week.
Well, we haven't got very big odds, but we do think we can win the first with Lord Lennox. It's a very short price, but it's better than bank interest, as they say.
Yes, it's sort of Nick Quinn odds around the $1.60 mark.
Oh, dear me.
That does seem a bit short, but the confidence levels appear very high.
Well, they are high. He's had his two Australian runs have been very good at Sandown and Ballarat last start, and he's stepping out to a distance that's more suited to him, and he's gone well, and it looks a suitable race and he's trained well, so I can see why he's a short price and hopefully it's justified with, if he can win today for us, which we're confident he can.
All right, so that's race one, number seven, the German galloper, Lord Lennox. What about moving on to race four, number four, So Schmick from gate seven?
Well, he's drawn a bit tricky, but he's a horse bred to do this. We got him out to his trip for the first time last start and he won by a big margin. So he's certainly a progressive horse heading the right direction and he can win again. It is a good race. There's several last start winners in it that are similar to him. So he's certainly no surprise to see him win again the way he won last start. He's just drawn a little bit tricky and he needs the right run.
Okay, so that's race four, number four. And talking about drawing tricky, race seven, number eight, Fabrication from gate 11.
Yeah, that's a little concern for her. It's hard, can be a little bit tricky for Linda Meach to get her into a good spot, but she can balance in the middle of the field, so hopefully there's enough speed that she can, slot in somewhere. But, the barrier, if she'd drawn a bit better barrier, you'd probably be slightly more confident. I thought her, I forgive her for last run, she was good at Bendigo. Last start, the track was probably a little bit softer than her Lightning at Pakenham. Listen to the track managers, a good four today. I think that'll she could easily return to form, but just needs a bit of luck from that barrier.
All right, so Lord Lennox is your best, but obviously very short. Do we just stay with Lord Lennox and hope to sort of double our money?
I think so. I think if we get outside, that might be a bit tricky. So we stick with our short price, Lord Lennox, and take a small dividend.
All right. Terrific, Robbie. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.